guys, it's Zach. Today we have kind of a freakier podcast to share with you guys. So as we said at the end of our last episode, we met up with the cult members today. Again, you're probably hearing these at the same time, but we're just gonna go ahead and talk about how that went. And let me just say, guys, like, we are a little freaked out to talk about this today because our experience was a little freaky, and I don't, again, you know, I don't want to offend anyone. And I know that the people, the members of this cult, you know, they are not they're not bad people, but just our experience today was really interesting. So we showed up at the site. It was actually very, we all met up at the lake, Carter Lake, which, as you may remember, is where Camille Dawson's mother was found. In our last episode, we talked about that. And so we met up at this lake with just a few members of the cult. They were pretty high up members.
Right.
One of them's name was, it was Abe, I think. And then another was...
George.
There was a George.
Not George Park. A different George. We don't know this George. I'm assuming that they were using an alias when they were talking to us. Just as we were, you know. We were,
We were, today we were Jen and, Jack. What did I say? Yeah, Jack. Yeah, and I forgot. At one point, I called myself Jeff, I think. So it was kind of a mess, guys.
I think I slipped up, too, a few times.
So. But, honestly, yeah, it was really interesting. So when we showed up at the lake, we sat down with them. They wanted to all sit down in a little circle, and they wanted to all join hands for a minute and not say anything.
We just sat in front of
the
lake.
We just sat, and they, I mean.
It was really, you know, it was really freaky, and I'm really kind of freaked out to talk about this, and I don't know, like, I'm nervous because they've been, you know, they've been, like, tracking us on this social media stuff, but,
of course, but it's also, like, we're this far into it, you know,
right.
We have ties to this case,
right.
It's really important to us at this point. We wouldn't have, you know, flown to Oregon, asked for your guys' donations to do this,
if we didn't think it was, like, as important as it is. So, it definitely is extremely important to us, and I'm very glad that we have gotten so deep into this, but, while we were there, actually, I noticed that the sacrificing rock was pretty. Did you see it? It was so close to us. I was like, "This is
oh god, I
this
don't
is
even
the
think
spot.
I saw that." What did it look like?
It was just. It's a giant, like, flat rock. It's like that's the.
Did you get a picture of that?
Yeah, I did. I'm not gonna share it though.
Okay. Yeah, I guess that. Yeah. Yeah, we don't want to be disrespectful, so we're not, you can probably find a picture of that exact rock, though, and pictures of Carter Lake, obviously, if you, just go ahead and Google them, so you guys can go and do your own research, but, yeah, so we keep getting off track. We're going to talk about, when we got there,
right.
We met up with these members, and, I mean, I'm a little bit speechless. Do you want to share your experience of what happened next?
Right. So after we got in that circle on the ground and were holding hands, not talking for a sec, one of the leaders, I think it was Ace, he got up and Abe, started talking, and he was basically telling us about Cthulhu and what they do and what they're that it's their, like, sacred calling, pretty much, and,
he was using a lot of big words. I didn't really understand half of what he was saying to us. He was kind of speaking in, like, you know, his words seemed a little, you know, in different languages, how they have the noun and the verb and the, you know, in different places than they do
right.
in English. He was kind of jumbling up his speech a little bit. It almost, seemed, I don't know, it almost seemed like some sort of, like, code, or, like, we were supposed to know, you know, both of the members were talking like this.
Right, yeah, and I also, I noticed that, and it was, you know, it was kind of like how Yoda talks, you know?
God, yeah, like, a little bit. It was kinda, a little Yoda-esque.
But, you know, not to, you know, be disrespectful, but, it was, that part was, kind of very, weird to me, because I was, I think that there was a subtext underneath what they were saying. I think that they were, very...
Yeah, it definitely felt like we were supposed to be reading in between the lines, but I was, you know, my brain was elsewhere. We were looking to kind of get out of there at that point. The stuff that they were saying to us was kind of weird.
They talked a lot about how it's, part of, it's like a patriarchy thing. Like, they need, men only in this group. So, you know, I was sitting there. I was like, okay, like, why did you even let me come, you know?
Right, exactly. It was,
because they knew.
And that was a little freaky. I felt pretty bad, you know, to be in that situation. And that's another reason why we kind of wanted to get out. They were kind of glaring at you a little bit.
Yeah, and so, that made me really uncomfortable.
It made me a little nervous, too, because it almost makes me feel as if, you know, that leads me back to Mrs. Dawson's case, where, you know, she was barely involved in this, you guys. She was just, you know, interested, you know, in the slightest on all of this, you know, all of these Chihulu stories, and because she lived in Carter for a very long time, and so she knew the stories, and she was interested, and, unfortunately, she was, you know, found dead, near this very lake, which was also, terrifying to, you know, be sitting right there right after talking to Camille, but, yeah. Anyway, it was freaky. They didn't share with us too much information that we didn't already have, and I think that's because they probably don't tell you, you know, they're not going to spill all of their secrets before you decide to, you know, join.
Right.
And it sounds like the joining process of this Chihulu cult is pretty extensive also. It doesn't sound like something we could have done today, even if we had wanted to.
There's a lot of rituals that are involved with this, and we were notified that the book that we currently have,
it details some of these rituals, but again, you know, and this book, what's interesting, also uses some of the same speech patterns, as these people were using.
Whoa, yes. We don't know the language in the book, though, Zach.
Well, no, I know, but from the parts that we have decoded,
Zach is over here. Yeah, no.
Look, guys, I'm just really freaked out, all right? My brain is all over the place right now, but I'm going to be real. Like, from what we've decoded from this book and, you know, you know, together with what these guys were saying today, just really freaked me out. More than ever, I want to get rid of this book. I really wish we, you know, it wasn't in our possession and that this wasn't our job, but I am also, you know, we're so invested at this point.
So, yeah, basically, like, what we're looking to do now after knowing the cult's intent for, like, using us practically, because I think they were pretty close to, like, letting me in because they know that, like, I have these connections and, like, I have this book and all this kind of stuff, like, and, you know, like, we know, like, what's going on, and so it really got, like, both of us thinking, like, we cannot let them get a hold of the things that we have, and it's like,
no, and, you know, we understand that these things are somewhat sacred objects to some people. This book is widely sought after, supposedly. I mean, they referenced the book.
And at the moment, they don't they don't have a copy of this book. So, and as we learned, they cannot awaken Cthulhu without the rituals in this book because it's the only place that they're written down.
Right. They have some, you know, as we said, symbols and rituals and meditations that they do, but they do not have the information that's in this book. And what we are planning on doing as soon as we get off of this podcast is we are planning to destroy the book. And we're not going to keep documentation of what's on the inside because we are just
a danger. You know, it's like a danger to everyone to keep this thing around. You know, like if someone gets their hands on it and it's like the wrong
person.
Well,
we don't know. It's some freaky stuff that's in the, you know.
Yeah,
we
don't know.
From
what
we have seen and from what we have been able to translate, this is not something that we want to screw around with anymore. And I know that some people might be incredibly angered by this decision, but we're planning on, getting rid of the book and, the other objects we've accumulated. I don't know. Are you looking to throw away the diary, Catherine? Because the diary is, you know, your uncle.
You know,
had some
I
part
don't.
In it.
I don't want to throw away the diary. Because the diary won't help anyone bring back Cthulhu. I think that what we really need to do is destroy the book. And I think, Zach, we have to destroy your bas relief.
Oh, no. Ah, the leaf is the one thing that I do think is really cool. But, we do have to get rid of it. I mean, we talked about this, but I just, I've been kind of...
He has such an emotional connection to it.
Well, I really like the leaf. It's really nice. But I think we, it's maybe time to let go of these items. We're going to post this if anyone has anything, awful to say, just know that these are things that at this point have already been destroyed by the time you're hearing this.
Right.
And so
you don't really...
We have nothing to give at this point. We have decided we are,
I think we just, Zach, we got in too deep and, like, it's freaky, and I'm sorry to all of our listeners. I think we kind of dragged you all into this. I think in the beginning, we really didn't know what we were getting ourselves into, but, like, after actually going to Oregon and talking to all of these people, it's like we really started to understand, well, the extent of this, and it's like I want to share their stories so bad, and I think that we will continue to do that, but, like, I don't want to get involved with this,
Well,
like,
you know, we talked to people, we talked to multiple people, you know, people that we talked about from our interviews and just people on the street and some other people we interviewed and didn't make podcast episodes about, but we've talked to so many people that have been just really hurt by some of these stories and rituals and this culture. And, you know, as we said before, there have been so many people lost and killed, and we just don't want to...
We don't want that to happen anymore. We don't want there to even be a chance for it, because...
I don't even want a record of it, you know? So we're trying to...
We're kind of trying to end this whole thing. We're trying to let all of the members know that they cannot wake up Cthulhu anymore and that they need to stop, basically. I mean, we have so much power in our hands right now, you know? Like, we have...
Right. If this book does what the people, you know, say that it does, or holds the power that people talk about, then I think it's best for everyone to just decide... this book no longer needs to be in existence, and it's not,
yeah.
It's not helping anyone. You know, it's potentially putting, you know, hundreds of people at risk. So,
So I think, Zach and I are going to step back from this for a while. We will probably make some more podcasts in the future, possibly about a different topic, but, I think for now, I think we're done with, exploring this.
Yeah. We just want to say thank you to you guys. This has been really awesome, and You know, we want to say thank you to everyone that donated, that gave us the chance to go to Oregon and have this realization that this is just not something that we want to take part in, not someone that anyone, you know, not something that we want anyone to have to bear witness to anymore.
Right.
This so-called, you know, curse, for lack of a better word, yeah, of Jehulu. So we are going to take a step back, but we love you guys. Thank you so much for everything.
Thank you so much. We
are
really
headed home tonight.
You.
We are going to destroy this book right about now. So you guys have an awesome evening, and we can't wait to hear your comments on this one.
I know. Thanks, guys. Thank you.